As the State Department of Environmental Conservation and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service continue asking for input into a series of restoration projects for Onondaga Lake, one group of Central New Yorkers feels left out. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, some Southside Syracuse residents want officials to take into account a problem that's plagued them for years, a muddy, inaccessible Onondaga Creek.
Onondaga Creek starts about 15 miles south of Syracuse, flowing north through the Onondaga Nation, the city of Syracuse, into Onondaga Lake. But before that water gets to the lake, a series of mud boils spew tons of silt into the water, creating a muddy mess by the time it gets to the lake. Aggie Lane's property in Syracuse butts up against the creek.
If you go to the headwaters before the mud boils, way up 26 miles up, it's crystal clear. So this creek has been damaged for the people in the creek, the Onondaga Nation, and anybody who really would like to fish that stream.
The mud boils have been studied for years. A recent report by the U.S. Geological Survey says they're naturally occurring, but also may have been made worse by industrial mining. Lane and others want that taken into account as the state and federal governments plan this remediation project meant to pay back Central New Yorkers for the decades of industrial pollution that kept Onondaga Lake off limits. The DEC's Ken Lynch says ideas about the creek could be included in the resource damages plan, but he notes the mud boil issue is already being studied by the state, and that could provide better relief for residents.
We are funding that moving forward, and then hopefully we'll have some ideas that we can actually implement, not as part of natural resource damage, but part of another process.
Lynch says officials will continue to take comments through a June deadline. Lane and others have criticized that timetable, saying they don't have enough time to come up with proposals. The resource damages plan includes 22 ideas to improve recreation and wildlife habitat around the lake. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.